Blog Talk Radio.
Round the world, inner sight, and dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, who we greatly miss, great advocate and a good friend. Tonight, talking about how the government has turned helping the disabled into a big business. A business that millions of us who are disabled do not profit from. Other people profit off it. I mean, just think of it. All the taxes, all the programs that are out there, too many of them, very confusing, very indefinite, so many people don't meet the criteria, and there's all kinds of stupid stuff going on. The independent living centers, the assisted living, and all the other programs. One of the most horrible is the nursing homes, which is horrible, taking people's money and giving them service that they don't want. It's a big business, the disabled. They've turned it into a big business. The guide dog schools don't even have a license, and we have to deal with that. They don't have a license to train dogs. That's been turned into a big business. The whole conglomerate of system that needs to be overhauled and changed and needs to be put into the hands of the people who need it. One of the best things that a politician can do right now is bring about strict enforcement of a law. I don't care if it's the ADA or any law. Strict enforcement that says that everything must be made accessible to enable every American to go out and get a job and have the tools to perform that job. You know, the tools preferably should be on the premise. If not, you should be able to call the agency, you know, and either have the money put in to get you what you need, or let that agency provide what you need to get the job, if the employer wants to hire you and all that. Very important. Look at all the people that would be paying taxes. And many of those people can work from home. They don't even have to go out. Housing is horrible because it's not accessible. Most housing is not accessible to all people. That is one of the most horrible things in this country. Every person should have the freedom of choice where they want to live and be able to access it. Now, our idea has been documented around the world, where the agencies would start raising money and open up a debit card system, and the government would put in their half, open up a debit card system, put the money in the name of the disabled person, and use that system to fundraise and give the person control the disabled person control over their lives, not to take away from the agency or to cause people to lose their jobs unless they're so set against change, you know, then you got to get different people in these places. But to help the agency exist, many, many disabled people, I know I would be willing to go to bat for the agencies if they helped us. Why wouldn't you? And the burden would be off the taxpayers. I mean, the way it is right now, it's a big business. There's so much money being put into these programs. You hear it every day. You hear it all the time. You hear it in Congress. You hear it all in the State of the Union and all that. How they're always trying to cut the disabled. Oh, where are the agencies? Why aren't they raising the money? Part of it. So, you have a big business here in this country. And it's giving us the business who are disabled, who need the services.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the whole thing is so ridiculous. Your disability money that you've earned with your life, you know, can be taken away from you if you get a job and they determine that you're making too much money.
Yeah.
That's,
I know that
part
happened
of,
to me.
Yeah, that's part of the business, the big business conglomerate that we have to deal with. The whole thing is set up to knock us down and to keep us where they want us.
Yeah,
it really is.
I'm on us. Yeah, it is.
And it's got to be changed.
Yeah.
And that's what Inner Sight is about. When we come back, we'll tell you more how it should be changed. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. If you want to call in here, by the way, 213-816-1650. And brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Adopt an Akita. So check them out. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. 609-388-7004, the phone number. Big East, Akita Rescue. Help save the Akita. All right, around the world, Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. And Mr. Kennedy, a good friend to Inner Sight, we thank him very much. Nobody Starved on Long Island. There's another good group trying to make a difference. Dog food, cat food, veterinarian care. 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary and tell him what you need, and he'll do his best to help you by way of cat food, dog food, and the medical. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. We appreciate and honor. And take care of them, watch out for them. All the children, especially those who are disabled, who may need a little extra help. All right. What else we got? Around the world, Good Mojo Printers. SuttonInsurance.com, and some of our friends who have stuck by us in the past, and we remember them.
Yeah.
Remember the people who help us. Sutton, Suffolk Bus Corp, another one. And, of course, there's one more, but I can't think of it at the moment. it'll come back to me in a minute. All of our friends, hopefully, come back to us, all right? All right, what else we got? The Touro Law Center. That's the one I couldn't think of. TouroLawCenter.com. Good Mojo Printers and the Sutton Insurance. Round the world, in a sight. And we need to change this system because it's really destroying people's lives in so many ways. All right, Able News. You got the Able News? Hello?
Yes, hi. Yes, I have the Able News.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Able News.
Okay, hi. Yes. Okay, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page, and it boasts those two marriages and those a classified section, too. They are now online. Visit ablenews.com to actually find a link, basically, to the website that has, It's okay. Basically, you have registration for free, and you also have visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Ladies and gentlemen, I had fallen yesterday, so excuse me.
Well, what's that got to do with today?
I'm not quite with it. Yeah, I fell again. Second time I've fallen.
Well,
obviously, something's up.
I don't think we should talk about that right now. But anyway, get a free subscription, okay? Able News.
Yes.
All right. Inner Sight, sign the petition, change.org. Help us license the service dog schools. That's part of the big business conglomerate, for sure. And talking tonight about how all this money that is being spent on the disabled and millions of people cannot get help. I mean, you take the nursing home industry. Oh, you got to stop that noise on the phone, please. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that noise on the phone, you got to stop that.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too well.
All right.
I think I might have to step off a moment, okay?
Yeah. The nursing home industry alone is one of the most biggest conglomerates of an example of big business that we have to deal with. I mean, Inner Sight has an idea, and the government ought to pick up on this, and the agency should. An idea that would keep people out of nursing homes. Now, we've seen recently this virus business, what it has done, trap people in the nursing homes, and the programs See, here's an example of big business. The programs that were supposed to help these people in the nursing homes didn't do a damn thing to get them out. And the nursing homes still kept taking the money from people. Their disability money, their pension, their homes, and everything else that they could grab. The other day, we had to help a woman who whose mom was in a nursing home. The nursing home tried to put one over on her and steal her stimulus check. You know, if they can get away with it, they'll do it.
Okay, I'm back.
It's a big business.
It is a big business.
And it takes advantage of the people who are driven in to nursing home. Now, if the agencies would utilize volunteers, you know, the same aides that are trained who wanted to volunteer to keep people out of nursing homes, go to their home and help them, same as they would,
yeah,
but
they should.
They wouldn't be on agency time. They would be on volunteer time, and they could be compensated. Every agency should have a fund. If that was set up like that, and in fact the money ought to be put into the name of the disabled person and or their legal partner or guardian, if they have one, if they need one. That has to be worked out on an individual basis.
Yes,
but that money could be put into the account, and the person would have the volunteer and say, look, you know, you give so many hours, and we're going to pay one of your bills or your rent or whatever it may be. That's a way to cut the cost. That's a way to stop this big business idea and all the money that's being spent and the people can't get help. That's one example. And it'll work down the line, I believe. It's got to be better than what we have now. I mean, you take the housing. Look at all the programs you have for housing in this country when you're disabled. It's unbelievable. It's insane. You got to call all these agencies. Oh, we don't do that. And you call another one. Oh, we don't do it. You have to call so-and-so. And you get the runaround. In the meantime, all these agencies are collecting money on you. It's a big business. When all you need to do is get an agency to raise the money, put it into a debit card for the person's housing, and get the government to put half. That's all that needs to be done. I mean, the government is putting out a lot of money anyway. Why not try to reduce it and get the agencies that are supposed to help us to raise money to do it? This big business idea is horrible because it's destroying people's lives. It's making it so that many of us are having trouble functioning in our lives because of the system, because the way it's set up and what you have to go through to get the simplest thing. And along with all this, we need strict enforcement on accessibility. Very important. Strict enforcement. All right, Inner Sight, the phone number here, can we get phone calls? Hello? All right. I don't think we can get phone calls tonight. We apologize for that. You can call the Inner Sight number and leave a comment, 631-224-3090. Yeah, the government turned this whole thing into a big business. I don't even know what the budget is for the disabled. I don't think anybody knows. But it's in the billions of dollars. You know, and now with this virus business, it's even worse. Because so many of these agencies aren't functioning. You know, and as far as I know, they're still getting the money. They're working from home. So it's even harder to get help now. That's why you need accessibility. See, you gotta prepare for an emergency like this. But the government doesn't look upon it like that. Because they don't care about us enough. That's why they've got the whole thing tied up the way they want it, and not the way we, the disabled, need it. There's a big difference. So we urge these politicians, especially the two that now that are running for president, to take note of Inner Sight, to change this system, simplify it. Make it so that every disabled person who wants a job can get one. Even if they have to work from home. So we contribute to society, pay taxes. At the same time, that disability money should not be taken away, especially if you're disabled, because many, many disabled people have medical conditions, and suddenly they may not be able to work. And beside that, that disability money is owed to us by the government. It belongs to us. No one should have the right to touch that, including the nursing homes. That's part of the big business conglomerate that we have to deal with. So, unless the politicians step up and realize this and do something about it, it's going to be the same old stuff, no matter who wins the election. Same old crap. The same stupid demonstrations and ridiculous, budget cuts and all that. If the agencies would stand up and start fundraising and help people who correspond with their disabilities, it would be a better system. Because the agencies are going to try harder to raise the money. And they have many, many board members who are wealthy, affluent and all that. And there's so many different ways you can be creative with that. You know, there's concerts, there's telethons, there's all kinds of things that can be done. So Inner Sight declares, get rid of the big business idea and put the money into the hands of those who are supposed to be the recipients. Go out and have fun and all that, and but to live our lives, to contribute to society. You cannot be independent without money. Not in this society. Hello, are you there? All right, I'm going to go up the air for a minute. All right, in a site live around the world, we can't get phone calls tonight, so if you want to call in, comment on how the disabled has been turned into a big business, 631-224-3090. Let's see, 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, on... Channel 3 on the Spirit with Inner Sight, and 8:30 we were on Channel 20 all over Long Island. That's the schedule for television. Tomorrow night's show, the nursing homes are dangerous. That's tomorrow night. Friday night we'll have the funnies. Goof around, have fun. And have some laughs, you know. All right, our health tip, vitamin C, zinc, very good. Keep away the virus, sunshine, vitamin D, wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar with your meals. Drink it down, take about a tablespoon with water, and it'll keep you good. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and talking tonight about how frustrating it is that you have to deal with a giant, giant system, you know, that is very complicated in so many ways. And millions of people who struggle with that, who can't get help. How about all the disabled people who are going to medical doctors, many of whom have been getting worse, you know, and they'd like to go to a holistic doctor. But the Medicaid doesn't pay for that, or the Medicare, you know. Now, if you had your medical in a fund contributed half by the government and half by the agency, you'd be able to pursue holistic healing. And I'd venture to say that 90% of the people would be better off and would get better if they were able to deal with holistic healing as opposed to the medical profession that deals pretty much only with drugs. So there you have another aspect. And I believe a lot of money would be saved. Of course, the drug companies wouldn't like it, but, you know, that's too bad. So, the whole thing is to change the system. to get this big business idea out and streamline it and make it so that the help goes directly to the person, and that the person is now responsible for their own destiny. That's how it should be. And if a person, of course, it can't be, then you have to have someone assist them and help them. And that's essentially the idea of Inner Sight, to make it so that people can live their own lives. I mean, so much money is being wasted. It's unbelievable. You know, you have the homeless rate is worse than ever. Many of those people who are homeless are disabled. Of course, I'm not happy with if a person is a drug addict or an alcoholic. You know, that presents a whole different problem. But I'm talking about the people who want to be helped, and the people who want to contribute and get a job, and who deserve accessibility. I mean, there are many who are alcoholics and drug addicts who do change and have changed, yes. We're aware of that, and I think that's a good thing. But I'm not for, you know, keep on supplying funding for people who keep on taking drugs or just drink it away. All right, Inner Sight around the world. No live callers tonight, but we can get... you can call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090 and leave a comment on what you believe, how the system can be changed. And do you disagree, or do you agree that it's a big business that has been created by the government? And of course the agencies go along with it because they're getting the money. You know, you have people who are drawing tremendous salaries at our cost, and when you call them up for help, they say, "Oh, we don't do that." How much money have you made on people like me in the last year? You know, that's what's wrong with the system. That's where it is a big business, big money. I mean, it's all right if a person makes a good salary, but not at the expense of people who can't get help. That's wrong. And that's what's going on.
Uh-oh.
We apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
So, can you please hang up your phone?
Okay. No problem.
Hang up your phone, please. Thank you. All right, Inner Sight. Apologize for the interruption. But that's where the fault lies. See? When you call these people and you need help and it's legitimate, and they say, "Oh, we don't do that." And yet they're sitting there with a whole company of people drawing big salaries and making big money and paying rent on a big fancy office building and all that stuff. then you know that there's something wrong with the system. And that's what inner sight is determined to change. You know, you don't need all those big fancy buildings to help somebody. That money could be put to better use. All right, around the world, inner sight. Anybody who would like to be on the show, send us an email, innersight@pmail.com, no attachments. And we will, tell us what you do and what you'd like to talk about, and we'll get back to you. Also, when you send the email, send a phone number, because sometimes people can't open our emails. So put a phone number in so we can call you. All right? And, you won't hear shows like this anywhere else. You won't hear the average program stating that it's a big business in regard to the disabled and that this whole thing should be changed. I doubt very much if any other program delivers that kind of a presentation. Only Inner Sight. We go around the world. We have over 96,000 who have heard us. And we're looking forward to getting 100,000. That'll be our next plateau. All right? And we apologize, no live calls tonight. Engineer broke down. All right. But you can call and leave a comment, 631-224-3090. You know, it's really unbelievable that millions of people who struggle to live their lives have to go through such pandemonium, such ridiculous goings-on, or whatever, for lack of a better word, turmoil. There's a better word. Turmoil. Confusion. You know. Because of all these programs. And then what happens is, in the middle of the whole thing, they pull the rug out from under you. Oh, this has changed now. We don't do this anymore. You know. How many times has that happened? And how many times have they cut the budget? You know? And people have said to me, I don't know what I'm going to do. They're going to cut off my aids. I need more time. You know? Well, that wouldn't happen if the person had the money, would it? See, that's the goal. The money in the hands of the person who is trying to live their lives. Now, that would be entirely different than paying all these people and having all these agencies, you know, who are saying, oh, we don't do that, or there's nothing we can do. There's plenty they can do. And the government should allow them to do it. Have a right to live their lives, whether they're disabled or not. The resources are there in this country. There's no reason why any disabled person shouldn't have everything that they need to function and to live their lives. No reason at all. The whole system has to be modified. Because the way it is now, the resources don't get to the person. They're caught up in some red tape or bureaucratic business. All right. I hear the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves now about what to do. You see? So, while they're fighting, people who need help can't get it. Because that affects the agencies. If it was the inner sight way, we wouldn't have to worry about their fighting because we would have the money in the account to ourselves and to do what we got to do. You see the difference? That's the thing. Put the power in the hands of the people who need it, who are trying to live their lives. That's all we say. And that money can only be used for the specific purpose of which it is intended. Inner sight, that's the dream. That's what we're working on. If we ever get a substantial funding, that's what we're going to do. All right. Around the world, inner sight, and the phones are dead tonight. So you can only call in and leave a comment, a recorded comment. 631-224-3090. And I want to make a special plea for our co-host, who you heard earlier on the show, and she had to get off the line because she's having a lot of difficulty, multiply disabled. We have a Dr. Calopy, who does stem cell, but the government doesn't pay for it, and he believes that she can really be helped with this stem cell. For many, many years, the medical profession has treated Suzanne, and she's only getting worse. So this is a chance. But here's an example of what I'm talking about, the big business. The big business people won't pay for it. So we've got to raise the money. Normally, it's a $30,000 procedure. And he's going to do it for $10,000. So we need $15,000. He's going to need some expense money. To and from and all that. We're probably going to set up a GoFundMe, but in the meantime, you can call Inner Sight if you're interested, if you'd like to contribute. Give it a number in a minute. Call us, and we'll tell you how to make out the check. It would be in made out to Inner Sight, but in the name of and for Suzanne for this procedure. And we will pay the doctor directly. Dr. Calopy is the doctor's name. All right. Now, 631-224-3090, the phone number, 631-224-3090. And we are going to set up a GoFundMe, and once we do that, we'll be sending out a news release. But these are times when many people are able to contribute. You hear it every day. Somebody contributed to so-and-so or such-and-such. Well, here's a woman who has a chance maybe to get her life back with this stem cell. So anybody out there who would like to help, 312-243-0090, the Inner Sight number. All right, around the world, tomorrow night, the danger of nursing homes, I believe, is the topic tomorrow night. And we all know about that. Well, most of us do, or we should know. If you don't know, tune in tomorrow night and we'll educate you about it. And you can educate us, too. You know, see, that's the beauty of Inner Sight. We don't pretend to know it all. You know, anything that's said on this show, if we're wrong, we stand to be corrected. And we're not afraid to apologize. So, get rid of this big business idea toward the disabled. You know, the money that's there can be used in a much better way. And you wouldn't need as much. I believe a lot of this money is wasted. So we urge the powers that be, especially Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden, to stand up and do something about it. You know, not just talk about it. You gotta do something about it. And if there are any haters in these agencies who don't want us to live our lives, you gotta replace them. Get rid of them. They don't belong there. And believe me, there are plenty of haters in the system. People may not want to talk about that, or they don't want to acknowledge that. But it's true. We've seen it in so many ways. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. And we urge the politicians to step up, acknowledge change. See, that's one of the worst things that about politicians. They're afraid of change. You know, they're afraid of what people are going to think of them. And they're afraid that, you know, somebody might not vote for them. They should be more concerned how to help people and give a person a full life. That's what we need. Politicians that are brave and not afraid to make waves and to change, bring in change. We need that. Especially when it comes to people who are disabled. Because remember, anyone out there can be disabled tomorrow. And you'll have to deal with the same stupidity that we have to deal with. The same policies, the same big business attitude. We're hoping, and we're trying to get a letter to President Trump, hoping that he will endorse the Inner Sight idea. and give us the freedom and the accessibility that everybody else has. That's all it is. When you think about it, it's no big deal. It's something that everybody, that most people already have who aren't disabled. Behind the times. So, we are determined to change it. And we're going to help a lot of people who are paying high taxes, putting out money for people who can't get help. I had a guy come up to me on the subway. He says, "I'd rather give you the money than give it to the agency, because I know the money is going directly to the disabled. When I give it to the agencies, I don't know where that money is going." Well, it's a concept, and it's so true. You know?
Hi, Frank.
If you have people who participate in a telethon, and they get up there and they're telling you, you know, thanks to this new idea, I don't have to worry about paying my aid because the money is there. I don't have to go and fight with some agency or worry about that a new director came in and they're going to do this and that, and, you know. That's where the money goes directly to the person who needs it. You know that your donation, if you made it through an agency, or the government knows that their contribution went directly to the person. There's a big difference. Big difference. And that person is going to use it to enhance their life.
Yes.
So there you have it.
Frank,
hello.
Pardon me? Yeah, hi, Frank. I was going to close the browser. I don't feel so well, but I see that you have a new caller. Do you want me to let them in before I go back off the line?
Oh, I don't know. We have a phone call?
Yeah. You also had Maureen, too. But Maureen hung up, but we have a new caller from area code 9.
A new caller?
Yeah, 9:34.
How much time we got left? I don't even know.
You got about 5 minutes.
Oh, all right. All right, new caller, if you want to speak. We have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Inner Sight, hello.
Hello.
You're live, hello.
I don't hear them. Hello, can you please raise your volume?
Maybe the new caller hung up.
No, they're there. It's just that they maybe stepped away from the phone. Hello?
I don't know.
All right, let's put them back on hold.
Are you on a cell phone, new caller? Speaker phone? They don't work too good on the...
Yeah, they don't work
blog,
good on blog.
Talk radio.
Okay, I guess they're not there. They want to listen.
Right.
They queued in, but they want to listen. Isn't that weird? Okay, here we go. Put them back on hold.
I hope they listen. And
they were through the whole show.
Agree.
You
know, because we need to get these politicians to change this system. You know, we're going to get we may get a new president. We may get the same president. But it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
Because if they're not going to do the job, what needs to be done, it doesn't matter who the president is.
I'll tell you, our country is at a crossroads. We're really at a crossroads right now. We really are.
Well,
and I'll tell
you,
I felt real hard yesterday because I'm having a bad headache right now.
You felt what?
When I fell real hard. You know what I was just thinking? If I had, something to protect me, you know, in that area, they don't make it that way. And that is a business. I'll tell you why. You have to call people to get this and pay for that and everything. You know, it's just that it's not easy being disabled. And it's not easy, you know, having to get a lot of stuff and wheelchairs. And remember when this is supposed to be due and that's supposed to be due.
Well, that's
you need
because
a freaking
this whole
secretary.
Thing is run like a big business. And it's not, it
sure
shouldn't
is.
Be.
It is. They make money off of us. And people don't realize that. They really do.
You know, if you had the fund in your medical, you'd be able to get what you need.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd probably get something to protect me if I did fall. I was in the ladies' room, and I fell. I literally fell hard twice, Sunday and today. I mean, last night. And believe me, I'm in pain. And not only am I in pain, I hope I didn't get a concussion this last time because I'm getting real, real sleepy. So I don't know. I'll have to get this checked. But if I had something to cushion me or I had something, a little bit more room in that area, if I fell, it wouldn't be as bad, you know?
Yeah, you need a completely accessible place.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
It's accessible, but to the minimum, I would say, because we couldn't afford anything else.
Well, the agencies and the government have the money for that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But to them, it's a big business.
Yeah.
You know? They're not going to just say, all right, whatever you need, we'll send somebody over. We'll send somebody over, and you'll have it in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
See? If you had the fund, like InnerSight wants, you could do that.
Yeah. You also somebody who can, what I would love to have done is made an extension to the house, but it's not my house, of course, made an extension to this house and had, you know, myself and an aide there 24/7. This way I could, you know,
whatever,
do well.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
it's the money that gets it done. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, InnerSight, around the world. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Inner Sight number.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the danger of nursing homes.
Oh, God,
all
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Be with us. And thank you for listening. And we're going to do it.
Yes, we are.
I got a feeling about this whole thing.
I do.
This virus has kicked people in the ass.
Sure has.
I think they're starting to realize. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
InnerSight.
Good night.